She's the Grande Dame of Bakersfield, a landmark for close to a century, a derelict for decades, and now a success story for historic preservation and downtown revitalization. The story of the Padre Hotel, today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots. For decades, Judge Benjamin Brundage made his home at the corner of 18th and H Streets in downtown Bakersfield. He was one of Kern County's most influential early leaders. In 1927, the old Brundage estate was razed to make way for a first-rate hotel. 8 stories, 198 rooms. It was Bakersfield's tallest and largest building at the time. The $600,000 hotel was built in the Spanish Colonial Revival style and designed by L.A. architect John M. Cooper. He also penned the Hollywood Knickerbocker Hotel and L.A.'s Roxy Theater. The Padre was a hit when it opened in 1928, hosting celebrities like Clark Gable and Carol Lombard. It survived the earthquakes of 1952 virtually unscathed. In 1954, it was sold, winding up under the control of Milton Spartacus Miller. The eccentric owner frequently clashed with City Hall. A feud began in 1960 when fire inspectors told Miller to install a fire sprinkler system or else. Miller protested, but the city moved ahead and condemned the upper 6 floors of the hotel. Ironically, the condemned property was also the site of a government-approved fallout shelter during the Cold War. Miller's protests got more and more outlandish, including wild signs on the building attacking city officials and even a fake missile on the roof pointed at City Hall. One sign read, "Falsity rules our town." Miller turned to politics and was elected to the County Board of Supervisors, but the upper floors remained off limits, at least officially, while the town casino occupied the ground floor. Miller died in 1999 and the building sat vacant. It was later restored and revitalized by a group from San Diego as a boutique hotel. The Padre reopened in 2010 and today is the most prominent anchor for the city's downtown renaissance. For KVPR's Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.